Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Senator Jerry Moran held a Zoom conference Tuesday afternoon with area leaders and officials. Many topics were discussed. One of the things Moran talked about was some of the assistance programs during the COVID pandemic.
I think a couple of things that Congress have done, maybe more than a couple, have been helpful, and particularly the Paycheck Protection Program in trying to keep people employed and businesses open, and it generally gets good marks. But we designed that program so that people could go to their lenders, people they knew, their own banker, and the SBA could play a role, an agency that already had the capabilities of assisting in regard to making loans. But we did ask the SBA to do $350 billion of business in 2 weeks, and their normal book of business is $30 billion a year. So they were overwhelmed, and it took them a bit to catch up, particularly when it comes to computers and computer programs. And they had never dealt with sole proprietors, independent contractors, or farmers before. So that aspect of the PPP program was new to them. But we are looking at what is to follow, if anything, the legislation that Congress has already passed.
Jay Kennedy of First National Bank in Frankfort also talked about the PPP and some of his concerns.
The beginning was very, very rocky, as you had mentioned. We were not an SBA lender, and so we had to jump a bunch of hurdles. But two of my significant customers went to other banks because they couldn't get us signed up fast enough. The forgiveness part is really on our minds right now. If any of you borrowed and you come to your bank and say, what do I do now? And we say, we don't know. I don't like saying that to customers. I can't call SBA and say, tell me what to do or I'm going to do this. So they hold all the leverage, but I know they sped up faster than they were supposed to. So I think in the end, it did work. But this forgiveness piece is really weighing heavily on banks and the people that borrowed the money.
Curtis Hawkinson of Community Memorial Healthcare was also on the call with the senator.
We're on the receiving end of the PPP program, and we just felt that it worked great, came at the exact time we needed it. And the other CARES Act stimulus for rural hospitals too, also, I guess in my opinion, worked very smooth as well. Fact of the matter is, the stimulus that we received is appropriate, although we haven't had the impacts some other hospitals dealing with actual COVID cases. We're not out of this COVID pandemic by any stretch. You know, when you sign off on the terms and condition, you really don't know what you're signing off on because a lot of that guidance is not specified. But we're hopeful that it's going to be a grant and we can continue to go forward.
Mike Couch, the new USD 364 superintendent, was also in on the call and talked about potential plans for the fall.
We for sure want to send the message that we're going to follow all protocols to ensure our buildings are healthy and safe for kids to attend. On the front of helping all fears go away, that we can help and talk to those families. But we truly believe in rural Kansas, we're ready to have kids back to school, social, emotional needs, and all the other needs. We need to have eyes on kids every day and put them back to normalcy. And COVID's not changed one bit since March. It's going to come through America until we find something to stop it. But we'll wear masks, we'll be clean, we'll wash our hands, and we'll take temperatures. We'll do everything we possibly can do, but we need to have our kids back in school.
Couch said the district is working on other plans for the fall as well. We will have more on the conference call with Senator Jerry Moran on this weekend's Public Affairs program.